It's 22 past 3 FM and we're joined by again our Te Reo Mate Ariki, who talking about the people who make all the decisions for us
for
as a nation.
Us. For all of us, as Leighton likes to say.
Kia ora. And although I was here, so much happened last week, but I may have missed some key things. I know politicians, as usual, say some interesting things. So what were some of those things that e pukana mai ki a koe, i pukana ki a koe i tērā wiki?
E te whānau, last week's beaten horse of a story was in regards to ngā kōrero i tērā tu wikene Matua Winitana. In regards to what he sees New Zealand as, what the state of Aotearoa is. And carrying on that theme, Chris Hipkins, the leader of the Labour Party, he used yesterday as a chance to give his State of the Nation speech right here in South Auckland at the AET Manukau campus. And it also follows up a large congregation, a large rōpū of Labour politicians rocking up to Polyfest last Friday. Did you see that on socials?
I did. I'd actually got a message from one of my nieces who said, isn't this one of those people who tell us what to do? And it was a picture of old, it was the head of Chris Hipkins.
Yeah, it was actually, it was quite interesting. It came out of left field, and it was what I found most interesting about it was seeing it. Didn't really hear about it until like the 6 o'clock news. It sort of rushed it, but you'd see it throughout social media that afternoon. The Polyfest algorithms are just hitting the right noise, and you just
yeah. That's such a good point. That is such a good point, because I did notice that I'd noticed it more than usual for a different reason, not just the groups, but actually the wave and the wave.
Yeah.
Of politicians and political point of views being shared at Polyfest. Mm.
As a veteran of Polyfest, did you ever notice that happening in the past and prior festivals?
Yeah, as like any stage, I mean, we see it in any big kaupapa that we have. They'll always get a politician to come up, some more prevalent than others.
Mm-hmm.
National never hid from the Māori stage. Nor did Labour. At the time, we didn't have Te Pāti Māori when I was at school. Oh, is that how old I am? We may have just gotten mana.
Don't do the math there, Te Whānau. No need for that. No need for that.
Kaore. They showed up. They showed up, and it was probably interesting you bring that up. It was through Polyfest that made me think, oh, they're actually quite nice. Despite what we think about as humans,
what we see
when you're a kid and you don't know that that's part of their job is to find a way to interact well with you. Mm. They need your vote.
Yeah,
they're gonna put their work on. But I think I had met Helen Clark at the time, and I remember thinking she was a, you know, what they do in the media made her look really scary and stuff like that. So that's what I thought of her. Katahi ka tūtaki au ki ai. She was so nice, so kind. I rongo au tana āhua pai.
Mm.
But I was a kid. Who knows? So, yeah, that was at Polyfest.
Yeah, and
but we didn't have social media, so when we saw them, that was it. We didn't see them again.
And what I also found interesting, you know, the strategy behind, you know, on the Friday, you're on the other side of Irirangi Drive, and then, hei taua rātapu, ka pekātu koe ki te rātahau taua priti, and you're at the AET campus. I thought it was smart, and I think that would be an awesome question to ask Arina later on in the show. Just the hakaro behind that.
Mm, mm, mm.
And one more thing in regards to the Big Reds is they're now interested in a Capitals gains tax. They've opened that can of worms again.
So unpack that a little bit for me, bro.
So in simple terms, a capital gains tax is a tax on the money you make from selling something valuable for more than you paid for it. So he tauira tēnei. So use like a house, right? Mm. I hoko koe te tahi whare, I'll make it an easy number. You bought it for $1 million, right? And then you own it for a few years to pay off the mortgage. And then you sell it for $1.8 million, right?
Mm.
So what a capital gains tax is an extra tax on the extra capital, aka the extra $800,000 you got for selling it.
Mm.
That gets taxed off. And depending on how long you've owned the property will sort of dictate how much that tax is.
And so now you've said that Labor has brought this up again, saying that they want to weigh in on this.
Yeah, they want to. They talked about it. They talked about it the last two election cycles. And last year, Chris pulled the old emergency exit on that, pulled the lever like Kronk and just flew out of there. But he's saying that he'll keep it in mind now. But it's a bit ho-high when you hear that. They go back and forth, and this is the second time.
Now, when you think about this, you're talking about the Big Reds, and we consider a comment that Chris Hipkins made about the government that is now, and that they're doing that, and that people voted in a government that's not doing what they said they were going to do. So you've got that behaviour, and then you've got what this looks like.
Yeah.
Which one do you think people are kind of like, Merp, this isn't that big a deal, although the kaupapa is a big deal. So what's my pātai? I just wondered.
What's the perception?
It just doesn't help with people's understanding of the government.
Yeah, it makes it way more confusing if you're not in the know and then you see this and you're like, oh, but I thought these fellas said nah to that. And then, but they're going to say yes again? What, because they're not in anymore? Mm. Like, it comes off as being ingenuous and I don't know. Personally, like, I'm the type of person, if I call my shot, I gotta take it. Whether, you know, mena e piki, e heke, rane, I still gotta take it because my word is more important than the result.
Now, but that's just we know politicians have to play a whole other set of games that none of us know nothing about. I remember, this isn't actually a very good comparison, but I'll try to give it a go. But I remember during COVID and people were kind of really going hard on Jacinda and her decision making and stuff like that. So they put out that, like, what would you do if you were the Prime Minister kind of thing?
Yeah.
And so they made you the Prime Minister, made you. And I genuinely, each step, even if it was something as simple, should people have white bread or some stupid thing like that? Not stupid. When you unpack the meaning of what that means, it's hard.
It is.
It's hard. Okay, I cut off white bread, but white bread's the only thing affordable for this percentage of people. Like, it's just, and how do you make that decision? So, now, that doesn't mean you don't hold them accountable for what they have promised.
Yeah. And it's the job of journalists or anybody that covers political kaupapa is to keep them accountable. And so, which is why I brought this up this afternoon. And to make sure that, you know, that our listeners are informed and are able to, you know, form their own opinions, but also remember that they said this. And so we got to do our own public duty, especially if you voted, to keep these politicians accountable. But,